China's strategic approach to regional trade has been steadily gaining momentum, reinforcing its commitment to fostering economic integration across the Asia-Pacific. The country's interest in joining high-standard trade agreements reflects a broader ambition to enhance multilateral cooperation, deepen economic partnerships, and secure its place at the center of global commerce. One of the most significant steps in this direction has been China's increasing engagement with regional trade frameworks that promote open markets and economic interdependence. A pivotal aspect of this endeavor is Beijing's formal application to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP, in September 2021. This move signifies China's intent to align with high-standard trade agreements that promote free trade and economic collaboration among member nations. The CPTPP, which evolved from the original Trans-Pacific Partnership after the United States' withdrawal, currently comprises 11 member countries with a combined GDP of $13.5 trillion. China's accession could potentially enhance the PAC's economic influence, given Beijing's substantial economic footprint in the region. Beyond the CPTPP, China has actively pursued and established multiple free trade agreements, FTAs, to deepen regional economic ties. As of now, China has signed 22 FTAs involving 29 countries and regional blocs, including the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. These agreements encompass a broad spectrum of economic collaborations, ranging from tariff reductions to comprehensive economic partnerships, thereby facilitating a more seamless flow of goods, services, and investments across borders. A landmark achievement in China's regional trade strategy is its participation in the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP, which came into effect in 2022. RCEP stands as the world's largest free trade agreement, uniting 15 Asia-Pacific economies, including China, Japan, South Korea, and ASEAN member states. The agreement aims to reduce trade barriers and harmonize standards, thereby enhancing trade flows and economic integration across the region. In addition to multilateral agreements, China has engaged in trilateral dialogues with Japan and South Korea to promote regional trade cooperation. In March 2025, the three nations held their first economic dialogue in 5 years, agreeing to jointly address trade challenges and enhance supply chain collaboration. This initiative reflects a collective effort to mitigate external trade pressures and underscores China's proactive role in fostering regional economic resilience. China's initiatives to encourage regional trade through the CPTPP and other agreements reflect a strategic approach to economic diplomacy. While obstacles remain, the potential benefits of increased economic integration and cooperation underscore the importance of continued dialogue and negotiation.